Most everyone has heard Miranda rights recited in movies and on crime shows like Law and Order.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you at no cost.
That right to an attorney, even for the poor, is guaranteed by our Constitution and embedded in our culture. But in Missouri, public defenders say they can't provide competent representation when they're handling 200 or more cases per attorney.
What this opinion does is makes the problem visible.
Kat Kelly is the director of Missouri's public defender system. She's relieved the state Supreme Court upheld, in one case at least, that public defenders can turn away clients.
The problem that we have had is when you have way too many cases assigned to too few lawyers, they're able to do a little bit on each case, but not what needs to be done on each case.
So this fall, public defenders are likely to begin turning away cases, a move Kelly dislikes but believes is necessary. In the long run, Kelly says a far better solution would be to rein in the kinds of cases going through Missouri's criminal justice system.
You know, Missouri has laws that you can get up to a year in jail for having your pet on a leash that's longer than 12 feet.
Any offense with even the possibility of jail, no matter how unlikely that sentence, means poor defendants have a right to a public defender. Some say that's not just weighing down public defenders' desks, but taxpayers as well. Peter Joy is the director of the Washington University Criminal Justice Clinic.
When you take a look at the Department of Corrections budget and the judiciary and prosecutors, we're spending a lot more money on these than we are on things like education in the state.
Joy points out the number of nonviolent offenders locked up in Missouri prisons is about 14,000. That's nearly double what it was 15 years ago. Meanwhile, funding for the Department of Corrections has tripled. Joy says the legislature should consider ways to keep people out of prison, like reclassifying some nonviolent crimes. Lawmakers say they've done that.
We actually changed the classification of several types of first offenses.
Representative Stanley Cox is the chairman of the Missouri House Judicial Committee. The Republican from Sedalia says just last year, lawmakers took jail time off the books for several minor crimes. Cox says he'd consider reclassifying more offenses, but he's not necessarily in favor of trying to limit the number of people who go to prison.
I'm very cautious to push that too far because besides the violent criminal, which everyone admits should go to prison, there are other people that deserve to go to prison.
Cox points to the career thief. Not surprisingly, Missouri's prosecutors tend to agree. St. Louis County Prosecutor Robert McCullough is the president of the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys.
You know, I'm not the least bit interested in doing things in order to reduce the perceived burden on the public defenders. That is of no interest at all to me.
McCullough says public defenders with too many cases could hand over those involving minor crimes to private attorneys. But McCullough says he's not convinced public defenders really have too many cases.
It just seems to me irresponsible for someone to say, I'm not taking this case, Judge, because I've decided I've got too many cases.
And the verdict on whether public defenders truly can turn away clients still may be out. While the Missouri Supreme Court ruled in public defenders' favor this summer, it was a narrow decision that left future challenges to the practice almost guaranteed. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.